Once upon a time, there was a little girl called Romina, who lived in the middle of a lush green forest. Early one morning, she woke up and her mother said, "Take this bag of goodies to your cousins. She's not very well." Into the bag she put a shiny Brazil nut, a bunch of freshly picked bananas, and a handful of coffee beans. So Romina set off on her journey. First, she skipped and skipped and skipped through the forest until she came to a huge tree covered with twisting, tangling leaves. There she saw a mischievous monkey swinging on the vines. Suddenly, she heard a noise that didn't belong in the forest, a quiet, humming noise. "What's that noise?" asked Romina. "That's the nabe," replied the monkey. Romina looked confused, but continued on her journey. Next, she strolled and she strolled and she strolled until she came to a deep, dark puddle. There she met her uncle, hunting in the undergrowth. "Who are the nabe?" whispered Romina. "They are men who come to cut down our trees and destroy our forest. They take the homes of the animals away and leave us with nothing," replied her uncle. Romina looked confused, but continued on her journey. Next, she crept and she crept and she crept until she came to a clearing. Romina could see the huge yellow machines that had been used to clear the forest. The area was empty, the animals had left, and the trees had been taken away. Romina felt devastated. She looked confused, but continued on her journey. After that, she walked and walked and walked until she came to the fast-flowing Amazon. There she met not one, not two, but three friendly nabe. "Who are you?" asked Romina. "We are here to help," replied the friendly nabe. "We want to help you get your forest back. We can work together with your tribe to replant the trees and make sure the animals return to their habitat." Romina smiled and sent the friendly nabe to her tribe to pass on the good news. Finally, Romina ran and ran and ran until she got to her cousin's house. There she met her auntie. Unfortunately, her cousin needed medicine as well as goodies. Luckily, the friendly nabe had helped replenish the plants and animals, and they had found some bitter vine bark to make her better. Romina's tribe, with the help from the three friendly nabe, lived happily in a forest full of luscious plants and wild animals.